8:37 here as part of the weekday wake up on a Thursday, and we are joined over the phone by Lexi Weber, which she's with the Star Valley Arts Council, and in studio Janet Erickson. She is going to be talking to us about the annual Stars in the Valley performance this weekend. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dal. Happy to be here.
Lexi, let's start with you in terms of let's start with Janet this morning. Sorry, with Stars in the Valley coming up this weekend. Janet, kind of talk to us about what this is. This has happened for a couple years prior. Tell us what Stars in the Valley is and how people can enjoy it.
Oh, thank you, Dal. We've been doing the Stars in the Valley concert since 2019, and it's a grouping of local artists. We have so many talented and gifted people who perform annually in this concert that are right here in Star Valley. And so that's happening on Saturday evening, December 13th at 7 p.m. at the Star Valley High School Auditorium. Tickets are $5 each, and they're available at starvalleyarts.org. Our lineup for that concert is full of high tempo, up tempo dance numbers from beloved groups in the Valley like Desi's Dance Studio and the Tap Classics. We also have a variety of vocalists in groups and in soloists, and we have some instrumentalists. We have a harpist. We have some violinists. We have and pianists. Lots of really fantastic musicians, and we're really excited to have them present their art. We also have James Moser, who will be presenting a slideshow of his photography art, and that's always beautiful to view as well. So I'm really excited to be part of this, and our artists are really looking forward to sharing their gifts with the Valley.
Something for everybody, it sounds like. A lot of different things. Lexi, bringing you back on here, this is all part of the Star Valley Arts Council. And tell us about some of the busy things that are coming up, not just Stars in the Valley, but you've got some other things coming up as well as far as the winter schedule.
Yeah, the next thing that we have coming up is the BYU Young Ambassador Show. For anyone not familiar, it's a singing dancing group from BYU University. They are performing songs from the musical Wicked, which is really popular right now. Also Tangled, Tarzan, Benson Boone, Taylor Swift, Queen. So there really is something for everyone at that show. We have early bird pricing for tickets that goes through December 31st. And then our pricing does have to go up. So we encourage everyone to get their tickets early. Right now, the prices are $12 for students and $20 for adults. The show is on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m., also at the high school auditorium. And those tickets are available on our website, starvalleyarts.org.
And in terms of this is just one of many things taking place. Both you ladies heavily involved in the arts in the local area. As you talk about these different things, what are some other things that are planned for the future, not just the Young Ambassadors in January, but through the winter?
Yeah. The town of Alpine has a winter jubilee every year. And last year, they invited the Arts Council to help them coordinate a snow sculpture contest, which was in conjunction with the jubilee. And we ended up with 7 absolutely incredible sculptures last year. We were just blown away by how good they were, especially where it was the first year. And most of these artists had never done anything like this before. And we have pictures of those on our social media. People can look at those from last year. So we were asked to do the same thing this year. And it was popular enough that we have kind of a unique dilemma. We have more sculpture sponsors than we have artists. So many of these businesses want to sponsor an artist to do this. And so we need to find more artists that are willing to do it. So if anyone is interested, we are looking for more artists. Anyone who's interested can reach out to us at hello@starvalleyarts.org. And then we can send all of the information out and see if we can work together.
Obviously, some things coming down the pipe a little bit. I want to retouch on the Stars in the Valley this weekend. Janet, let's bring you back on. Again, Stars in the Valley, this has been going on for for a few years. Maybe kind of go over that one more time, when people can come and when what they're going to see and how they can be involved. And maybe it perks their interest into maybe wanting to be a part of it next year. How does all that work?
Okay, so just a brief reminder, 7 p.m. Saturday night, December 13th at the high school auditorium. Tickets are available through starvalleyarts.org, or you can, of course, pick them up at the door, $5 a piece. Typically, if people are interested in being part of this concert, they can contact the Arts Council either through Lexi or through me. And we are always happy to look into inviting someone to be part of the program. We have attempted auditions in the past, but didn't have a great response to that. So we've just reached out to people that we know have the ability to be part of the concert and present something entertaining and enjoyable for the public. I keep a database of artists in the Valley. And so if you are interested in being part of the things that we produce this way, please reach out to us so that we make sure that you're part of our database.
And Lexi, just one more thing I wanted to talk with you. Obviously we have Stars in the Valley. We have the BYU Young Ambassadors coming up on January 17th. You talked about the snow sculptures as part of the Winter Jubilee in Alpine on January 30th. And on my list, also down the road a piece, as I say, February 2nd through the 6th, you've got an oil painting workshop as well. Tell us about that.
Yep, this will be our third week-long oil painting workshop. It's been very popular. It's learning to paint in the old master style. You can learn to paint either a portrait or a landscape. And I have photos of past workshop participants' paintings on our website so that you can see how these turn out, because I want people to realize that beginners can be very successful in this workshop. I don't want anyone to be intimidated, because it really is for everyone. The techniques that you learn, the steps that you take, make it so that anyone can really do this. The cost is $600 for the week, but I've also set it up so that you can do it in payments. You don't have to do the $600 all at once, and it just has to be paid by that February 2nd. And there's more information, and you can register all of that on our website, starvalleyarts.org.
Sounds like a great resource, starvalleyarts.org. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in and checking with us today. Anything we haven't touched on that either of you might want to mention?
That's it.
All right, Janet Erickson with Stars in the Valley this weekend, and Lexi Weber with Star Valley Arts Council. Ladies, thank you again very much, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Dal.
Thank you.